Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We welcome our guest, and that is Mulana Irshad Musa. Mulana, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Mulana Zahid Saab, and to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. It's been a long time since we're connecting with Mulana. How is everything on your side, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, shukr, we are well. We've had a bit of rain. But alhamdulillah, the days are warming up. So brothers in Gauteng will be happy as winter comes to an end.
Gee, it comes, boy, it bears its, you know, when we see like Fajr Salah for those, I know this is not supposed to be the case, but you see the workers, those who are working, they come for Fajr Salah. It's just sad to see that once these times now go earlier and earlier, then the crowds in the masjid, especially for Fajr Salah, decreases. So we hope that spirit can be continue, and Allah Azawajal grants us all the ikhlas to continue on this year. So I'm saying, for on that perspective, where you have a longer night, you can sleep, you can still do so many things at night and still be up for Fajr Salah and do all of this year. So, but these changes, it occurs so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see sincereness in different seasons as well. So, Mulana, today, inshallah, we'll speak also on Rabiul Awal, inshallah.
Inshallah. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ikhlas and istiqama, especially punctuality on our Fajr Salah, such an important Salah, the time where the angels are changing their fifth, and the rizq and the sustenance of insan is being distributed at this time. Various aspects, but we're not going to go into that. As Marana mentioned, we discuss aspects with regards to the month of Rabiul Awal. And this month, Marana, we find generally as with the approach of the month of Rabiul Awal, there's a lot of focus on the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's a lot of focus and attention on the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, and various aspects associated with the blessed seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and rightfully so. However, unfortunately, we tend to only focus on these aspects during the month of Rabiul Awal. A true sign of love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that we are attached to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 24/7. In every action of ours, we carry it out in accordance to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This creates a strong bond between a person and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So rightfully it should be that we are remembering Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We discuss aspects of his seerah, of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout the year. However, historians explain that Nabi Alaihi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born in the month of Rabiul Awal, and therefore some focus more on the aspects of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this month. With regards to the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Marana, we find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was such, Allah Ta'ala explains in Quran Kareem also, يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. The description of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the various Anbiya Alaihi Wasallam spoke and advised their ummah and their nation with regards to the coming of the final Nabi, Nabi Akhir al-Zaman, the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given in the various divine scriptures. In fact, it explicitly describes with regards to Isa alayhi salam when he explained, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ, with regards to giving glad tidings to his people of the final Nabi who will come after him, whose name will be Ahmad, amongst the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with this, we see that the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that was anticipated from the nations of the past. In fact, the land of Madinah Munawwara itself was described to the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the Kitab. And that is why we find that this land that is described, the description that was given, is the land of date palms. And the description included the volcanic plain, which is known today as Harat Khaybar, those areas. And for this reason, we find that many of the Ahl-e-Kitab had migrated to that region of Medina Munawwara in search of the final Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was this anticipation that had already existed that was there prior in the prior scriptures and amongst the Ahlul Kitab, waiting for the birth of the final Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, we've heard, and many a times when it comes to the discussion on Zamzam, with regards to the well of Zamzam being concealed and it was hidden away, and the oath and the pledge of Abdul Muttalib, etc., and that he had offered to sacrifice one of his sons. And the whole incident, we're not going to really go into this, Marana, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, based on this, had earned the title of Ibn Zabihain, the son of two Zabih, one is Ismail alayhi salam, and then the other is Abdullah, the father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This, in exchange and for the ransom of the father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah, his grandfather had to give in sacrifice and sadaqah 100 camels. And shortly after this incident, the books of Sirah and history record the incident of a woman from the Banu Asad tribe who was referred to as Umm Qattal, and she was the sister of Waraqa bin Nawfal. She was the sister of Waraqa bin Nawfal. He was that man who was learned in the prior scriptures, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to by Khadija radiallahu anha, her cousin, at the time of the very first wahi. So this was the sister of Waraqa bin Nawfal. She had seen, sitting in the precincts of the haram, she sees Abdullah passing with his father Abdul Muttalib, and she addresses him that she proposes marriage to him in exchange of 100 camels, just as that was given as his ransom to free him. And however, he's walking with his father, he's walking with Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib doesn't pay any attention to her, and they proceed to meet with the Banu Zuhra tribe, the leader, Fahar, of the Banu Zuhra tribe. In this meeting between Fahar and Abdul Muttalib, Abdul Muttalib puts forward the proposal of marriage of Abdullah, his son, to Amina, who is from this tribe and was, you know, from amongst the elite and the noble women of the Quraysh. And this is agreed upon without any delay, without any, time passing. Based on this agreement, and this is what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us also, that when it comes to nikah, that we should not delay unnecessarily once the match is found, the spouse is found, then there should not be any delay. Here, this agreement takes place between Abdul Muttalib and Fahar to have the marriage between Abdullah, the father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Amina. And the marriage is solemnized, and shortly after this, obviously the marriage is, the consummation of the marriage takes place. After some time, the Nabi of Allah, the father of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah, he again passes by the same woman that he had met prior to this, Umm Qattal, the sister of Waraqa bin Nawfal, and she doesn't pay that much attention to him. So he asks her, he addresses her, that, you know, are you not going to make the same offer to me? Are you not going to offer, bring that proposal for marriage? She explains to him that that noor and that celestial light that my brother had described, my brother who was learned in the previous scriptures, I had identified this noor and this light in you. And thus, in anticipation for the coming of the final Nabi, I wish to marry you so that light comes to me. However, Amina has already beaten me to this. She has taken precedence over me. And therefore, I don't have this desire any longer. It was in that anticipation and waiting for that final Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the same proposal was put forward. We find the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Abdullah married Amina and the marriage is consummated, the baby is conceived. However, after some time, Abdullah goes on a journey, a trade journey towards Syria. On this journey, he had become ill, and books of history explain that he had gone to his maternal family, the family of Abdullah, his mother's side, in the area of the Banu Najjar, which was close to Yathrib, what was known as in that time, which is Madinah Munawwara. So he stops by in that land, he stops by in that area. In the meantime, the caravan returns to Makkah Mukarramah. The other traders, they return to Makkah Mukarramah. And Abdul Muttalib inquires about where's his son, where's Abdullah. Means of communication was not as swift and rapid as we have them today. So he finds out and they inform him that he wasn't well, he had detoured and he had taken a little break, a pit stop in Yathrib in Madinah Munawwara. So he sends another son to go on to Madinah Munawwara, to go on to Yathrib and see the condition of Abdullah to check on him. However, prior to his arrival, the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place and Abdullah leaves this world. He passes away and he is buried in that area of Madinah Munawwara. This is prior to the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is not of hikmat and not of wisdom. And this resulted in the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on being born as a yatim, being born as an orphan child. And in that time, it was such that they would look down at any aspect and wealth was seen as something that was looked up upon extremely. And then obviously an orphan child will not be in the same condition as that child that has both parents and is born to a father who is earning. The general norm was that the breadwinner and the one responsible for the upbringing of the child is the father. It is the responsibility of the father to earn an income and provide for the home, for the family, for the child. Nevertheless, the year of the elephant it was, and the famous incident where Abraha proceeds to destroy the Kaaba Sharif after he had already constructed in Yemen his own Kaaba, and he wanted people to come for and to worship and make tawaf, etc. at his Kaaba. However, this Kaaba itself did not have any divinity. It was not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It did not have that link with Ibrahim alayhi salam, with Ismail alayhi salam, and that connection and that qurbani and that sacrifice that they had made. So nobody had turned and gone to worship his Kaaba Sharif. So he decided that he's going to prepare an army and destroy the Kaaba in Makkah Mukarramah. And thereafter, people will now turn to his place, his Kaaba for worship. And in the incident itself is described in Surah Al-Fil. We're not going to go into the details of this. But after this incident of the elephant, this incident was such, the Arabs did not have a formal calendar system. They would base their years and their calculations in accordance to major events that had taken place. And this was such an event that it was known as the year of the elephant. So history at that time was judged in accordance to that incident of the elephant, either the year before the elephant or after the year of the elephant. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, historians explain the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken place approximately 50 to 55 days after this incident of the elephants coming and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroying those armies that wish to attack and to extinguish the light of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this in preparation for the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So approximately 50 to 55 days later, Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha, according to some narrations, she had seen a dream. And in this dream, she sees that from herself, from her body, illuminating light spreads to the east and the west, and in such that it lights up the castles of the Rome, the palaces of the Persians, etc. According to others, this was not a dream. This had actually taken place when Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha witnessed this light spread along the horizon, lighting up the entire world. In the dream itself, it is mentioned that she sees herself mentioning the word, "U'idhu billahi al-wahid min sharri kulli hasid." That at this time, white people worshipped idols. The surrounding in that land where idols were worshipped, she witnesses that she is seeking protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is one. For this baby that she is going to give birth to, from the evil of all those who will express hatred, who will feel hatred and jealousy, who will experience jealousy towards him. Momentarily, she goes into labor and begins to experience the difficulties of labor, etc. It is mentioned that with regards to this, there are certain narrations that explain, and these are many aspects that were prior to the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a lot of it, there will be discussions on the authenticity, etc. However, it is mentioned that at this time, an angel had presented a goblet to her, and when she drank and consumed from it, then the pain and the difficulties of labor disappeared. At the moment when she goes into labor, then according to some narrations, there were four women who were present with her in the room when she would give birth to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mention is made of the names of three of them. One was the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, who served as the midwife for Amina radiallahu anha. The second is Baraka, Ayman, the freed slave. She had been the slave of Abdullah, the father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she was present at this time. And the third mention is made of the third woman who was present was Fatima bint Abdul Muttalib, the paternal aunt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sister of Abdullah, that she was also present at this time. At the time of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various incidents had taken place. One is such an earthquake that caused the palaces of Kisra to tremble, and these 14 balconies or minarets or towers of this palace to crumble, to tremble. Such was taken place at the time of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such miracles. In fact, it is mentioned that the lake of Sawa, this is a lake that inhabitants around there were described as very, very evil, sinful people. And at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, miraculously this lake had dried up. Another great miracle, according to the books of history, is that the fire of the fire worshippers, the Zoroastrians, they continued worshipping. And this fire was such that it continued burning for 1,000 years. For over, over 1,000 years, this fire was fueled. It was not allowed to go out. It, as it would dwindle, it would, more fuel would be added, more wood would be added. And for 1,000 years, this fire continued burning. And the worship of this fire continued by generation. However, at the moment of the blessed birth of Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing that this will be the one who will bring an end to different types of shirk, that this fire was extinguished suddenly, that this fire had blown, had gone out. And some narrations mention that the idols and the statues that were around the Kaaba Sharif, they began to drop and fall down, and people had hastily put them right and put them together. With regards to one important aspect, Marana, is with regards to the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taken place in the year of the elephant. This gives us the explanation of the year when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. With regards to the month of the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, historians, and this is recorded, is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born in the month of Rabiul Awal. With regards to the date of the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked with regards to his fasting on the Mondays. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that this was the day that I was born, therefore I fast on this day, not restricted to the month of Rabiul Awal, but throughout the year that the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would keep the fast on the Monday. So we know the year, we know the month, we know the day. However, with regards to the date itself, with regards to the date of birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are various narrations. And the scholars have taken different aspects with regards to the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From amongst them, we find scholars like Ibn Hazim mentions that the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born on the 8th of Rabiul Awal. This is similar narration is attributed to Az-Zuhri. The aspect of the 10th, the narration with regards to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being born on the 10th, if we have to look at it academically, then we find that the most narrations indicate towards this, and many of the scholars, the early historians, Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah in Bidayah wa Nihaya, mentions all the various scholars who have taken to the view of the 10th of Rabiul Awal. In fact, even in the Tabaqat of Ibn Sa'd, it is recorded, and we find he records that the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born on the 2nd of Rabiul Awal. With regards to the 10th, we find great scholars like Ibn Abdul Barr and Al-Waqidi, and from amongst the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the those who are greatly revered is Ja'far As-Sadiq. And he is of the opinion that the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born on the 10th of Rabiul Awal. With regards to the 12th of Rabiul Awal, which has become common, and we find that this is sometimes recorded on the calendars that are printed by reputable Islamic organizations, etc., that has it noted as the 12th of Rabiul Awal as the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, this date, scholars explain, had only gained prominence in the 7th century of Islam. However, there are narrations that indicate towards this, like Ibn Ishaq, who amongst the early historians, he also explains that the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awal. With regards to the blessed birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was indeed a great favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to the Ummah. However, we mentioned the entire program on various aspects surrounding the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the essence, the ultimate, was that the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there to bring us the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to bring that Nabi who will show us the way to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that will earn us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Nabi who will serve as a link for each and every one of us between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and us. A link between Khaliq and Makhluq, between the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. When we, in this month of Rabiul Awwal, when we ponder over the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the being of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these moments where different forms of ash'ar are being recited, the na'at and the anashid and the nazams, etc., then this should instill in us the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the signs of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we make every effort to emulate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his interactions with his family, with his friends, with his associates, the way the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam associated and interacted with his wives, with his family, with those who came as enemies to him, those who came as slaves in front of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kind words Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used, and the entire sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it is the external or the internal sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this month of Rabiul Awwal should serve as a means of rekindling that love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart and bringing in us that fervor, that desire to live our life like the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to strive towards inculcating, learning the various sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and connecting. We are a very fortunate ummah that in every action of ours, we can be connected with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of our eating, we are fulfilling our basic need, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor on us that we can be connected with the Nabi of Allah even at this time. That we simply, at the beginning of our meal, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahi wa barakatillah, and we place that morsel with our right hand into our mouth. We are seated in accordance to the sunnah. We have our head covered. All of this connects us with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the bounty that Allah has blessed the ummah with, that the various sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time we open our eyes till the time we close our eyes and go to bed, every moment and every action is such that we can be the true lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, connected with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the connection, not of Wi-Fi and the various types of fiber, etc., but through the connection of the sunnah, the practical sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of practicing on the various sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increasing in our durood and salawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remaining constant in practicing on the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Sahib, jazakumullah khairan for that. Make dua for us, and we hope to have you again in the future, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.